great tight end, but I'd like to say that I put a good run to say I'm one of the top tight ends being here, and I hope this week helps me show that I do have the talent to be considered that. I mean, it was a great experience having my dad playing the NFL and growing up around that kind of atmosphere, being able to be in the locker room, just seeing what the game's all about, the actual inside of the NFL and what football truly is. And I think that's helped me in my career, knowing that I know what it's like. I can fall back on my dad if I have any questions. And he's one of those guys I've always relied on for those questions because he's been there, he's done it, and he's succeeded at the highest level. Hot tubbing with my dad after games. He'd go in the cold tub and he'd have a little swimsuit so I'd go in the hot tub. I think just the fact that you're going in the first round is a great honor. I mean, not many people can say they're in the first round, and not many people can say they went in the first round and so did their father. So having the opportunity to go in the first round, it'd be a moment that I would remember for the rest of my life. Jason Witten. He's a complete tight end, in my opinion. He blocks, he runs routes, he makes plays for his team, and that's what I want to be. I want to go in the NFL and be a complete tight end and be able to make plays with my hands, but also in the run game, be able to make key blocks. Shockey was a great player too. Yes, sir. I put a lot of thought into staying and leaving. Being only 20 and being a redshirt sophomore, it was a long process for me. It started about kind of mid-season. It kind of crossed my mind that maybe I had the opportunity to leave. I finished the year playing well, and after our last game against Wisconsin, I really sat down with my parents, and it came down, we actually made lists. I sat there, my parents and me, said pros of staying, pros of leaving, cons of staying, cons of leaving, and sat down there and just weighed each option, took our time and didn't want to rush anything, make a decision off emotion, and came to in the end. For me and my family, it was the right time for me to declare. I think my dad was a huge influence on helping make my decision, just knowing that I could turn to him and be like, Dad, what was it like? Dad, am I prepared? And knowing that any question I had or wanted to figure out, I could turn to him and say, am I making the right decision?
What kind of advice have you been able to glean from him?
He's taught me how to be a pro. You got to be a gentleman. He's told me my whole life, be a gentleman. Present yourself so people think you're a gentleman. And the biggest advice he gave to me is take it day by day. You can't worry about what's going to happen the next day and stuff. You worry about what's happening at that certain day, and you go from there. So that's how I've went about the process of knowing when I wanted to declare and take it day by day. I knew I had to get through the season without getting hurt, had to get through the bowl game, and after that, I proceeded each day. What? You know, it's the offense we ran. You can't get frustrated with what you're in. I mean, I knew we were power offense when I committed there, and I think it actually benefited me because it taught me how to be an on-the-line blocker and play in a power scheme, and it worked to our advantage because then I had the mismatches with the play-action game.
Hey, Max, hurdling defenders in the open field, is that something you
offer? You know, in the bowl game when I had the double hurdle, it came to my mind is that I saw the guy earlier in the game. He hit me low. One of the D-backs did. I'm not sure which one. I figured it was last game of the year. I was trying to make kind of my legacy on Minnesota as my last stand, and I figured might as well go for the hurdle and keep going. And second guy came, and at that point I knew I wanted to score in my last game, so I went for it again, and I was fortunate enough it worked out for me.
There were times where they lined you up outside on the numbers. Can you talk a little bit about how you were able to win against DBs and also linebackers?
I think just being a student in the game, understanding that I was a bigger body than them, and being able to put myself in position where I could use my bigger body on a smaller D-back to be able to make it where he couldn't make a play on the ball, so I could kind of big body it to be able to make a play.
How much of that do you feel will make you a better option for a lot of teams in the
red zone? I think it helps me completely because I've had the opportunity to get some experience of splitting out and having those one-on-one matchups. So I think as I'm going to the next level and kind of can work on my craft and perfect it, I only can take my game to the next level that much better. When I made that final decision where I was going to declare and I got through the bowl game healthy and told my coaches to declare, it was kind of one of those moments where me and my parents all sat there and was like, you're really doing it. And it really hit me and my parents when I got in the flight to go out to California where I was going to train. It was kind of like, wow, I made that decision and it's really happening.
Have you had time to reflect on just what it means to follow
the steps? I mean, at this point, I mean, it's all still kind of I'd say it's a dream coming true for me. I mean, I went into college football with my dream of playing in the pros, and it's all just kind of been a dream right now, going through this whole process. I mean, getting the opportunity to come stand up here in front of you guys at the Combine, just all, it's just all memories I'm making for myself. Actually, not as big as people would expect. I mean, personally, yes. I like the fact that my uncle played there, my mom played there, my dad played there. But when I was getting recruited as a freshman, sophomore, and junior, and then when I finally committed, my parents said, no matter where you want to go, it's your decision. It's your life. It's wherever you make home. So my biggest decision of going to Minnesota was Coach Kill and his staff. I fell in love with them the first day I met them, and just a bonus that my parents were there too. What was that? I have to go out there and show the scouts and the GMs and the coaches just what I can do. Run as fast as I can and try to show them that I have great hands and then I got a good technique where I can be on the line blocking.
What is your weakness?
My weakness, I'd say my biggest weakness is my strength. Being only 20 years old, knowing that my body is not fully developed or what it could develop into is my strength. But I feel like my biggest weakness could turn into one of my strengths as I do get turned 21, 22, and get those years and experience in the weight room extra just developing my body. I think the sky's the limit. I could be 250, 255, 260. I think just however my body develops. I did. I played most of the season about 250 to 248, 247. It is. It's just the body developing more strength to help out. It's going out there working hard every day in practice and games and treating every practice like it's a game. You ask my coaches and my friends, in practice I'm the kid that's going to be diving for balls, and it's just not in my nature to not try to make a play on something. We like to say in our family that my mom's most athletic. So, I mean, and I think it helps growing up in a family that had athletic background, but knowing that both my parents were elite athletes, it really helped me growing up. I think I have 21 official interviews. I believe so. I know I have an official interview with them. I'm not sure if it's today or tomorrow or sometime during the week.
How many sideline adjustments?
Some of our routes, depending on the scheme, since we were a big 2x2 team, depending on, like, we did a lot of, like, safeties and stuff like that. So a lot of it was just taking a read and being on the same page with the quarterback. I think the toughest one to answer is why'd you leave? And for me, it's hard to answer because I still know that I am that sophomore. But for personally, I can answer it because I know I left because I want to be the best I can. And to be the best, you have to play against the best because competition is what makes you better. So the way I explain why I wanted to leave is I'm following my dreams to be a pro and follow my dad's footsteps. And I always strive to be the best I am at my position in my sport. And going to the next level is how I can get to there. David Cobb, I mean, you guys all know, great back. I mean, he's the guy who's going to get out there and he's going to make plays. Third and one, third and two, third and three, I'm giving David Cobb the ball and letting him just try to hit a hole. And he's one of those guys that's kind of cool to watch. We watched him in film. It's one of the guys, you kind of see him get in the line, he's kind of getting hit, but he's still going to get you those 2 to 3 extra yards when he's getting into the line. I mean, I think the sky's the limit for what I can develop into. Like I said, being 20 with my strength, that can develop, the sky's the limit. And being able to get into a system early on in my career, being only 20, gives me that much more time to develop into what they want me to be and being out there and just molding into the best player I can be. I didn't look into it. All I worry about when I made a decision is what was best for me and my family. To be unique, and because my name is not Maxwell, so my parents thought being just a Max, they threw a second X on, it wouldn't be as confusing. I get them all. You can name it. I've probably been called it as a nickname. I believe I do, actually, yes.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.